panel two of them, beginning the visit with Cookie this Sunday, bedtime, the 10th of November, 74. Panel two over, beginning the visit with Cookie this Sunday at bedtime, the 10th of November, 74. Panel two over, and beginning the visit with Cookie this Sunday at bedtime, the 10th of November, 74.
God like the hippies. She can't set the typewriter unless she got some noise, that noise maker on in there.
Oh.
So you can slip up any time you want to, and she won't know it. Well, Barbara's been taking pictures this afternoon.
Sure enough.
Yeah, she's trying out a camera. She wants to take some horse pictures. Of course, she's warming up for. She went down there and took some pictures of Miss Daisy.
Well,
that's one thing we've been just a little bit short on. We could use a few more pictures.
Dinner table.
Cookie, that old stove's big. I don't think I can use it. You put it down just as low as it goes, it'll go and it'll still take a cold day. You can't stand it. It's too hot. You know how old that is?
I wouldn't know, but it looks like it's in good condition yet.
Yeah. It works. It works perfect.
What happened to the other one?
Um, it never has heated right. It ain't got everything that belongs in it.
Oh.
And if you look at it out there when it's on, you always got a little smoke going out. And kerosene is not supposed to smoke.
Not too much, no. Not when it's burning right.
Well, it smokes so much, it smells up the backyard. So, I was trying to get a ring to go in it down there. One of those in that chamber. It's got one. Let's see if that makes any difference. It's
right here. Where'd you come from?
Get you in the bed.
Well, I'm just with my head wet, dog.
Oh.
Got
it.
Let's keep you gentlemen from stepping.
I tell you, I've been driving today.
Yeah.
Driving?
I drove 300 miles today and I ain't been no place.
How could you do that?
I don't know, but I have.
Looking for something?
Getting things in order, getting things fired up. Getting clearance on everything to go get them sheep, and get them heifers shipped across the pond. And
heifers too?
Yeah.
You don't have to go way up the country for heifers.
No, I got them. I bought them local here.
Yeah.
Well, you're not going. That's two different trips, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. But the heifers, it takes longer to get the clearance on them than it does the sheep.
Oh, that's right. You got to get clearance on them.
Got to get clearance on them. I got to get a brucellosis test. I got to get them vaccinated and all that kind of good junk. The sheep, you don't have to.
Oh, you don't?
You when you take them out of the country?
No, well, you got to have the health papers on them, but you don't have to have all them tests. And you see, it takes 10 days to get a brucellosis test back on a bunch of cattle.
Oh.
Blood test. It takes 10 days to get that back. So we got that done.
You got the test done?
Yeah, today.
Whole load?
50 head.
Cookie.
Two loads.
Two loads?
Of heifers.
Yeah.
Yearling
heifers.
Does that mean you're going to make two trips?
We'll make two trips.
Two trips for the heifers.
To the Bahamas?
Uh-huh. And one trip with the sheep.
Three trips to the Bahamas. Well, looks like to me I ought to get in on one of them, guys.
Yeah, looks like somebody else.
I've been aiming to get to the Bahamas.
I'm going to leave in the morning for West Virginia.
Gosh.
You ready for them sheep?
Yeah, I'm going to get them in the morning. I'm going to be there tomorrow night sometime. Nothing happens.
Yeah, and that's just around the corner from your dad?
40 miles.
Cookie, I just can't believe it.
40 miles.
Yeah.
I said it's going to sure make Guy homesick.
I hate to see that ride go to waste.
Well, I'm sure we're going to ride.
Golly. You'll be there tomorrow night?
Sometime tomorrow night. In other words, I'll eat breakfast with Mama Tuesday morning. Breakfast with Mama Tuesday morning.
Let me tell you, in that tape, she comes out pretty clear.
She's the cutest thing.
She's the cutest she can be. I didn't realize it. I listened to everything he was saying several times. And you see, when you're there, sitting down there talking, you don't hear everything. Too much going on.
But it ain't got it, ain't they?
Yeah.
That's the cutest thing when she cuts your daddy a piece of applesauce cake.
And he sort of scolds her quietly. Now, Mom. Why, she says, no wonder some people are so skinny. I'm going to eat.
It's just as cute as it is.
He didn't like that applesauce cake. It had that old Kroger flour.
Yeah.
They are a pair. Lord, they are cute. You are lucky.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, when you don't have much control over anything like that, I see that first session was a good one. But after that, they broke up.
Yeah.
We started breaking up right there, you know, like you said, your mama, as soon as she gets to eating, she goes in the living room.
That's right.
All right. When we all go in the living room, it's too big. See, I put, whenever we were taping, I put the microphone over there with Daddy, because he was a big talker. And you couldn't hear anybody else.
Thank you.
So, I don't know. You can't be too orderly in those things, but it's just accidental, I guess, and it comes out all right. That first session, though, that supper, that was worth the trip. We didn't have anything else. It was a long time, and we just kept talking and talking and talking. It didn't look like he'd ever get up there and milk that cow.
And
get church.
Poor old mama, that just tore her up.
You fellas, she says, I don't want to hurry you.
She meant it too. Tore her up.
Well, you sure have been busy today.
Yeah, I've been getting around.
Well, if you get any business around here locally, I think you got a little helper. I think this child has got to the point now where she figures it'd do her good to learn a little. She don't figure she knows everything now. She's way ahead of where she was.
Oh, she's gonna be put out because she didn't think she was gonna get here till tomorrow. Because when she left this afternoon, she could be coming tomorrow.
Well,
I said, you can't tell because he's coming when he's got time.
Well, I've got that, like I say, I've got to get these things when they get ready to go.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
I've got to be back in here Thursday morning.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to be back in Florida ready to go Thursday morning.
Yeah.
Oh, you can take the sheep?
Yeah. I'm going to ship him right on to Miami. Yeah, I'm not going to stop then. I might stop and say good morning and goodbye. That's it.
But you're coming back here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You'll be back in Florida on Thursday.
That's right. I've got to be. But they got to get that boat Thursday night out of Miami for.
And you're going from here to Miami on Thursday and then get the boat?
Yeah.
Gonna be some traveling.
About 7 hours and I'll be in Miami. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lord, I got a load of them. 88 head.
88?
Double deck.
All the way back, nose and all.
You already got them cleared?
Yeah.
you'll go on the boat Thursday night. How long does it take you to get where you're going?
I'll be over there Friday morning. Stay over there Friday, load up Friday night, and come back, be in Miami Saturday morning, and back in home Saturday night.
Load up over there?
Load my truck and trailer on the boat.
Yeah.
Well, Cookie, you need to have an extra day, and that's all to play around.
No, I can't make no money over playing around. I gotta make some money now. I gotta make some money.
Well, three trips.
I'll make my goal. If I can make it.
Is that right?
Hold up, I'll make my goal.
In three trips.
If I can just hold up. That first one up there and back's gonna be close, I don't know.
Yeah, because that you don't have any rest time.
No, I ain't going to have no rest time, and I got to put the bill for my first trip myself. I mean, in other words, I'll make this trip on my own. Then when I make another trip, I'll have to pay out of this trip, see. I got to deliver the sheep in Miami before I get my money.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
Before I get my money for the trip, I got to put the sheep in Miami before I can collect any money.
That's the state says that.
That's right. And also, the heifers, I got to get them in Miami before I get any money off of them. But when I get the sheep in Miami, I'll have the money out of that trip. I'll put me in the heifers down there and all.
But you will get paid for it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I'll get paid for it.
Well, Cookie, you just get back in gear. You had rest all this time. When you get out on that highway, you'll just sit back and let her cruise.
That's right. Well, I ain't exactly rested. That's right. I got to get back on the road now to get rested.
Lord, Lord, Lord. Why, yes, you had to trek down to the hospital and all that jazz. And then all this running around.
I can be sitting over there just rolling right on down the road. Guy be sitting over there and he moves from one side to the other. You scoot up and then you scoot back and you move around. Me just sitting there in one position.
Yeah,
keep right on trucking.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. just he's glued. He's stuck there.
We pulled up. One of those big old trucks passed. That's what it was. A refrigerator truck passed us down here on the road. Guy said, "Hear that thing?" And I said, "I can't help but hear it." He said, "You know, Cookie can sleep, and that's the best noise to him."
That's music. Music to my ears. I can lay right down under one and go to sleep.
Oh, well, that's the noise of that motor on the refrigerator car.
That's the reason I can't sleep at home. It's too quiet.
Yeah.
It is.
Put your ear by the refrigerator.
It don't make no noise.
properly.
You don't make any noise, that and that.
If that made any more, I don't know what, how where we're staying.
Well, I sure didn't think you'd be getting off to West Virginia in the morning.
Yep.
I guess you must have told me.
Well, I didn't know how soon I was going to get everything cleared away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got 2 hours of work to do on my truck before I can go.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Lordy.
2 hours?
Yeah. Yeah, I got to put a rear end on it before I can go.
A rear end? You got any help?
Yeah, the girl's help. I can change the rear end in 30 to 45 minutes. I've got the grease and change oil in it. I'll do that myself.
Changing the rear end sounds like hard work to me.
I still got 10 and 26 bolts to take out, put back in, and it's done.
Well, what are you going to put in you?
Whole third member. Whole rear end.
All those gears in there?
Yeah.
And you can do it in that quick a time?
Yeah.
In the truck?
Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
Traded for it.
I figured. Somebody of these, you're going to have to go to the store.
Yeah, when I do, it's really going to cost me.
It sure is.
It's really going to tear me up.
Couldn't run across anything any easier than you did that car up there in West Virginia.
No way. There is no way.
That's
just that come in the same day you put it off so long, and the way it worked out, the day he went over there, the man just took it in.
Yeah, just pulled it in.
Gosh, you got so many cars, you don't need that car. Pappy has it.
Well, now, I'm going to tell you something. Just like this trip up there now, I park my truck.
Yeah.
I crank the Oldsmobile up. I go around and I find what I need.
Sure.
Save and run in my truck. All up in them.
Oh, that's right.
That's what I think. It's just fine to have it up there.
Is there no use driving that truck over to St. Louis?
Why, no. Up in that hollow. There's no use for me driving that truck out to hunt any more sheep or goats or whatever I'm going to need.
Sure.
Locate them and then come back, tell the man where they're at, what they cost him. And I've done got that job done. All I've got to do is get my truck in and go get them.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't going to cost a dime setting up.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You got a place to leave it just as safe as it would be at your own house.
Okay. Safer.
Safer.
How about that?
Are they going to spend the winter there?
Yeah.
They resigned to that?
Well, they've got no other alternative because they can't sell the property.
There's no money.
They ain't got no money to go ahead and do anything else.
Nobody's got money to buy the property.
No, and then getting tore up and moving out of there now and getting a trailer set up, it's taking forever to get that done.
Yeah.
And here it'll be Christmas time, right in the dead of the winter.
Yeah.
And they're just going to wait till spring. They might sell the property. They might sell a farm, but they won't move off of it until spring.
Yeah. They'll keep it on the market. And well, hell, he knows so many people. I don't see how he keeps from selling it.
Well, the people he knows like him ain't got no money.
Yeah.
And like me, I ain't got no money.
Well, Cookie, you get plenty of money goes through your hands if it just stops there.
Yeah. Yeah. I got a draft in my pocket now. There's no specified amount on it.
Golly, Cookie. That's a dangerous thing to have.
But
make it out $1 million and let us go take a trip.
But it ain't made out to me.
Cookie knows he's gonna get it back.
Yeah, I know it. Well, it's there. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. It's there. When I get there in Miami, the money will be there.
Well, you can get it down there.
I can get it. Yeah, because those people in Bahamas are paying the expenses. That division over there is paying the expenses.
Mm-hmm.
The Department of Agriculture in the Bahama Islands is paying the expenses on these animals, transportation.
So you're not dealing with any individual, you're dealing with the Department of Agriculture.
I'm dealing with the university and the Department of Agriculture in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. Well,
they will be a draft waiting on me, a bank draft waiting on me when I get those sheep from Miami. Because they can't put them on a boat until it is paid for. See, that's one of the clauses. I mean, that's in the whole deal. See,
mm-hmm.
that it's all got to be paid before they get on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
Because once they get on the boat, they don't come back.
Mm-hmm.
After they get on the boat, they don't belong to you anymore.
That's right. When I set my truck and trailer on the boat with them sheep in it. Them sheep belong to the Department of Agriculture in the Bahamas.
Well, this is the first kind of trip you've made like this, isn't it?
Yeah. But I was clued in by the whole thing. You see, Jerry Scott over there at sheep unit. University of Florida, he's been over there. He's been on these trips. And Jack Stokes was on them. And another fella, I think his name in a minute. He's been over there. But they just haven't got the time. They just can't. They got to be there on the job. They just ain't got time to make them trips, gather these sheep up, and get them in. And
I don't see how they can hold on a job and do all this on the side.
Because I've got a full time job.
Mm-hmm.
It's a full time job for me.
Did you have to find the sheep?
Yeah, I found them, but I knew where to go hunt.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you know?
I just knew they was in West Virginia.
In West Virginia?
That's right.
Yeah,
I called a county agent of Braxton County and asked him if he had any sheep available for sale. He said he didn't know, but give him a day or so and he'd find out.
Oh, that call you was waiting on?
That's right. Well, he called and told me he had 88 hens.
And gave me the price.
And I do demand $10 a head.
Right. Well, what do you care how much they cost?
Hmm? cheaper I buy them, the more money I make.
Oh, I see.
So they're not buying the sheep from you.
Huh?
You're dealing in the sheep. You're not just transporting them.
Gotta make some money somewhere, haven't you, too?
Well, now I'll tell you something.
Hell, $10 a head. That's 88 sheep. That's enough to.
That's $880.
To have a party on, yeah.
And half of that is mine.
Oh.
See, whenever we get those sheep to Miami, we get $40 a head for them.
Mm-hmm.
When we put them on the boat, before we put them on the boat, there's a bank draft there for $40 a head, plus transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the man in Gainesville's got connections on that end, I got connections on this end, and we split the pie down the middle.
They wanted $50 a head?
They wanted $35 a head.
And you got them for $25?
I got them for $25. Okay. And I'll sell them for $40 a head.
Yeah.
Plus transportation.
Like that, you.
But you had to find the sheep. You had to do the work.
That's right.
I mean, that's actually.
That's like you say. It's gonna cost me $200 to get up there and back. Of course, now they're gonna pay that. That'll be in Miami when I get there. Plus, not the trip between here and Miami.
They're gonna pay your mileage.
Right. No, I only get 25 cents.
In that truck?
Mm-hmm. 25 cents a mile.
They're cutting you down on that.
Yeah, but I'm making up for it on the other side.
It costs you 25 cents a mile.
Just about. But I'm going to roll out of here in the morning just as quick as I can get things arranged. I'm going to be up there. I'm going to load them sheep Tuesday. I've got to take them to Craigsville and get a health paper on them so I can transport them. In the state of Florida, that's all I need, just a health paper. After I get them to Miami, well, that same health paper will put them on the boat. And then I'll leave up there Tuesday night sometime. And then if they catch me, I'll have to unload them. If they don't, I won't. If they catch me, I'll have to unload them. If they don't, I ain't going to unload them.
What do you mean unload them? You'll have
to? I have to unload them and let them rest.
Oh, I see.
They're pretty bad in North Carolina. But I don't know a vet in North Carolina where I can get a health paper. If I can get a health paper in North Carolina or Virginia, I see I'd be all right. I could come on in. Oh, there's a lot of gimmicks to this thing. You got to learn about a lot of gimmicks.
Well,
see, you ain't supposed to haul no animal over 8 hours without resting it.
have a coffee break.
That's right. Even a coffee break.
Well, I wouldn't be too much trouble with it.
No, I'd run in there at the stockyard and unload.
They charge you?
Some of them do, some of them don't. And yeah, if you do in North Carolina, they won't charge me. And they wouldn't charge me down in Paisley, South Carolina either, or Monroe, either one, they wouldn't charge me. Of course, I know them. I've been to their sales there, see.
What you do then, get up some sort of statement, something that you let them rest?
Right, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I get a statement that they was in there in the stock pens and had feed and water invested for so many hours. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours, whatever it might be.
You come up on the seat of the truck and take a rest, yeah. That might be the best. Since you got a hot footed on down to Miami. You can sleep on that boat, can you, guy?
You better believe I'll sleep on that boat. Right in the truck seat. But I'll have my pillow and my blanket back with me.
He got a new seat.
Oh?
Brand new seat. Without the bucket.
It's 70, come out of 72 Chevrolet. Pickup. Comfortable, ain't it, guy?
And that way, see, you can lay down.
Stretch out.
Mm-hmm.
Cover up with a couple blankets. Just sleep like a baby. Them big trucks are running and roaring, and it's just like a mama singing a lullaby to a baby.
Golly, you're going to be so busy the next 2 or 3 weeks because you're going back and forth to Nassau.
Well, see, I'll get back up here Saturday and I won't go again until Tuesday. It's Sunday, Monday.
Well, I don't know. I don't know any small deals he gonna be on, you see. He's not dealing in those horses now.
I know it.
Oh, I've got a couple deals, cuz.
That's too bad, you see. Right now, when he gets a customer.
That's right.
Somebody that knows what he's talking about, you see.
Mm-hmm.
I got a couple deals, cuz.
Look at what he's had to put up with.
Yeah.
So you haven't had anybody to go along with you like this girl will.
No, she don't know what she's talking about. That'd be a change, wouldn't it?
Well, boy, I'll tell you.
Yes, sir.
No, I'm working on a deal now for about an 8-year-old mare. She's gentle. She's gentle, she can be. But I don't know what's going to be. I don't know what the outcome's going to be.
You still got your babies?
Oh, yeah.
They're cute. I wish they weren't. They're just a teeny bit bigger.
You couldn't touch them.
Oh, I know. Oh, heaven. They're solid gold.
I don't know. Someone might have to touch them. I may have to let him go. But I'm getting, things getting to pushing again. And I just can't make it fast enough to knock him off.
I tell you, few sacks of feed, and you know it these days.
Huh, you telling me?
Barbara.
$10.50 a hundred?
Wrote a check for some, and it bounced on it. Over here, ready. She found those pellets. She's feeding pellets. She's not feeding that sweet feed.
That's what I'm feeding, pellets. $8.20 a hundred.
That's right.
And that'll do 'em.
Yeah.
That takes the place of hay and everything.
Yeah.
That's a complete feed.
Complete ration, yeah.
Well, they gotta have something to stuff 'em.
Well, I tell you what, you drop one in pellets in a little bit of water and you see how fast it swells up.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's got all things in it.
It is really compact.
Yeah.
Old thing goes.
You know this little filly. she's the simplest looking little thing you ever saw. I'm telling you, she's just ready for anything. She looks like a little donkey, but I'm telling you, once she gets started, she can spread them legs.
Got a man wanting them little mares of mine. Oh, he's wanting bad. I may trade them to him.
What do you got?
I'm getting Rowdy back out of the deal.
Oh, yeah.
And some other stuff. A steer and maybe another horse. And
yeah.
I got to get a steer so I can put him in my deep freeze.
Let me tell you, you can save for everything else. Can't trade for a cameraman.
Cameraman?
Yeah. About a week.
I don't know either.
I don't know. I used to think I could get a few things done, but I'll tell you. Bacon. I just don't get anything done anymore. Now we found this writer. She's a professional writer. She's been writing steady for 20 years. And she grew up here before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But you see, with my luck, what it is, I'm not banging on anything. I just believe it when I see it, you see. Luck hadn't been with me a good long time. At least since I let them cows go.
Well, let me tell you, it was sure with you then.
He just stumbled into that cookie.
No, he just lucked into that.
That
was lucky.
He didn't deserve it. He just lucked into it.
And they're over
know.
Here asking for him. They're over here waiting for me to let them have him.
And here you were just about backing up all the time.
Hard to let him go.
No, I just didn't want it to be too easy. I wasn't going to be an easy mark and all that.
I'm gonna tell you what.
I just held out. You know, I didn't have anybody else. So I just held out. And in that case, it worked. It helped.
Well, that's what I'm doing on them little mares. I'm just holding out.
Well, I didn't have to buy feed for them at that time because it was a late season. The grass was still good. But now, after I sold them, it come that killing frost, and they went down fast.
Yeah.
Now, this old grass now, you'd look at it and you'd say, well, that ain't much to that, but it'll hold them when we don't have calves.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But you wait till that frost hits it. And it may hold some of them, but it won't hold mine.
Well, I tell you what it will do, if it's headed out, that seed will hold them.
Yeah.
The seed on the hay will hold them.
Yeah.
For a while, I mean, of course, it don't last forever.
No. No, I mean, we didn't have frost till the 15th of January one year, and by that time, wasn't anything to
bite, was it?
Bite. No, I've been long gone. You see, it don't grow. Nothing grows, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just whatever was there already.
Well, I've got to get out of here and get up to the poorhouse. Do that, get that little bit of work done, get some sleep, get ready to pull out of here in the morning.
Well, would you like to have a little something before you go?
No.
We ain't even put a cup of coffee in
the morning. I don't want no coffee.
Oh. Is tomorrow a holiday for the children?
No.
Just for the
post
office and things.
And the university, they're off tomorrow.
I was thinking about your children, you know, helping you tonight. Well, I hate to see you make that long trip by yourself, but I have an idea that you sort of sometimes just assume.
I tell you what, this may sound foolish, but I can make better time when I'm out there by myself.
Sure.
Okay.
I just sit there and keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've made that trip before.
Isn't that amazing?
I think that's a marvelous thing. I don't love to be on a new road.
But I tell you what. Everybody says it's quicker to follow these interstates. I'll be damned for this.
That stop too much?
No, it's just too boring.
Uh-huh.
It's just too boring. I just can't sit there and drive on interstate. Like I can out there on 301 or a state route, you know what I mean.
That's the best trip we've made is that one we made going up on 301.
That's right.
Is that where you're going in the morning?
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing that you found these sheep right close to your daddy?
Yeah, I knew they was in there. I knew there's a lot of sheep in that area. I'll be pulling some more out of there. Yeah, well, they want 200 head.
Oh, they do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Cookie, when you get some of this money, why, make it stay in your hands a while.
It ain't going to, because I owe it. I've got to pay for some things. I've got to get straight.
Let me tell you, this fella that's over here I was telling you about, he's a mechanic. Oh, he does talk strong. When did you ever see a screwball mechanic, he says, that's got a couple thousand dollars in his pocket? And he pulls that damn billfold out and opens it up and takes them out. He gets $1,000 and $100 bills around with him.
You didn't tell me about that.
Right out there. Right out there. He's sitting in here. Him and old Jack Wright. That day, that's been some time ago. They just happened to get here at the same time. They got in here and was just talking up strong. We walked out to that thing there, and he showed me that. The reason he done it, I paid him for little work out there, and he's putting a check in there, and he had plenty of company. Oh, that's nice.
My boy, I tell you what, I don't know when I've been closer than I am right now.
I tell you, there's a lot of people like that, I tell you.
Cookie, what, oh, you had all that trouble there after that big trip you made up to Pennsylvania when you made that that big deal. All sorts of things hit you after that.
Oh, yeah. See, Frank took me for everything I was worth. I had to go borrow money to pay that off. And I got to pay it back. And the quicker I get it paid back, the less money it's going to cost me. Because
mm-hmm.
you pay 12% interest on that money, it adds up fast.
That is killing.
Oh,
that's a killer. 12% interest. 6%. It's enough.
Yeah. 12%.
What do they charge at the credit union now?
11.75%.
That's all.
But I'm out of that. Got my car and truck paid for. I told you about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really nice. That was
a bitch. But you had to work for it, even so.
That's right.
Whenever you get it, you get it. But it don't come easy, does it?
It don't come easy. And then Laura and Ronnie was low enough, stooped low enough to ask me to give them that car.
And both of them and healthy and young.
That's right. And they told me, they told them over the credit union, they said, no, we don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Come and get it. We don't want it. Well, see, I had it made up with old Bill Morgan that time. And he done just exactly the way it was all planned. I kept interest paid up on it. Just sitting over there. I could have went and got it any time I wanted to. But we were both sure that this would materialize. And it did.
It just took a while.
It just took a while. And by golly, then after it was all paid for, and I got the title and everything, made over to me, Laura and Ronnie were low enough and stupid enough to ask me to give them their car back.
Well, Cookie, let me tell you, you know, it's hard to avoid giving people advice. I don't think I've given you much advice. But it's tempting.
Well, I didn't give it to him. I didn't give him the car.
Is Ronnie back?
No.
I guess she's going up to Grandma Cooper's?
She's done gone.
Gone.
She's done gone. She left Friday night. She was going to go by Ronnie's and see about him, and then going on to Grandpa Cooper's, and then I don't know where else she's going.
By herself.
It don't make no difference to me. I can't help her. She won't listen to me. She won't listen to nobody.
By herself.
No, she actually talked to Ronnie. And she told him that I got the car back. And he asked her, he said, well, is he going to give it back to you?
He didn't know that a new day had come.
He didn't know that there'd been a new page turned over. And I turned it.
Well, I just think you have to, because people, they own good. No.
they can get on out there and dig. They're both men and women. I had to dig. I killed myself a digging.
And the thing about it is, it doesn't help them to do.
No,
to give
it
them
don't
them.
Help
if
them
helps,
a bit in the world.
Different.
Like I told Harriet Ann and all the other girls, I said, "Now look, you can drive anything I got, but there ain't nothing. You're yours. This is mine. I ain't giving you nothing."
Well, I must say, could you have for a little while, the prospects was mighty fine. I remember we could just see people getting up on our roofs and putting on some shingles.
Right. If it's put on, I'll have to do it.
Yeah.
And I got to put it on.
Because
mine is going to have it.
You ain't the only one.
Well, I tell you, there's a lot of disappointments in this old world, but you just have to keep kicking.
Well, there's a lot of company, too.
And a lot of people had disappointments.
That's right.
You ain't by yourself.
Yeah. I tell you
what. It hurts, I know, but you're not by yourself.
I've done everything I know to do.
Yes, I don't know anybody who worked at it any more than you did, just actually worked at it. And when things look the gloomiest, it looks like you kept a going. Well, I'd have cut it loose long ago, you see. Not Cookie.
Well, when they're young children, you have to do all you can to the very end.
Well.
You can't let up till you just have
well,
that choice.
I've been, I've just come to that point now.
Uh-huh.
I've gotten away the choice.
And you kept Frank going long after I think anybody would.
Well, I'd come back. I decided wholeheartedly to quit. Quit these long trips.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There this all hit me right in the face. Having the girls all hepped up, I was going to get to stay home a little bit, maybe. But I can't. Now, I mean, I've got no, there's no way for me to be home but about a couple nights, but in the next 30 days. There's
mm-hmm.
no way.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got to keep rolling. The way we've got things scheduled. Them cows got to roll. Them sheep's got to go.
Yeah.
My home is on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Rolling.
And you're going to pay that thing off?
That's right. I'm going to have it paid by I'm going to have it paid by the first of the month.
First of the month.
Good night.
$2,500 on the highest paid by first of the month.
Gosh, Cookie, when you make money like that, sure hard.
And don't get to keep it.
And don't get to keep it. That's the hard part.
But I'll tell you something.
If you would just make that and keep it for 2 or 3 months.
If I could just get to keep it overnight, I'd be happy. If I could just get to sleep on it one night, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
But I still got confidence. I still think that one day, they're going to come back and I may not get all the money, but I'm going to get part of it. I still say I'll get part of my money.
Well, that's the way to look at it.
Of course, he's putting in an awful bond. Like I say, I may have to let my little horses go. I may have to let a lot of them go. But I'm going for my money. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to go under the bridge As long as I can grab a rail.
And you got three of these trips lined up already.
Yeah.
That's doing pretty good.
And possibly one more when you get the cattle over there. I'll probably have to go back and get another load of sheep somewhere. There's a possibility of four trips.
How many trips you got to make?
Till they get all they want.
I mean, to get even squared away.
It'll take about three and a half, maybe four trips, I don't know.
The expenses.
That's right. It depends on my breakdowns. No, I'm going to borrow some money to make this trip on tomorrow. Any more.
Well, you're not planning on any breakdowns.
No. I'm not planning on no breakdowns on this trip. Because I just ain't got the money to afford a breakdown. I'm going to have to borrow $50, $75 before I can make this trip. Somebody.
That's a friend coming in.
But I'll get the job done.
I was out there the other day, and she pulled in, and that old bus. And I said, it smelled like a kerosene barrel. And I walked down there, I says, Barbara, do you smell anything? Yes, she smelled it. I smell this old bus. That thing smokes. He had it worked on, but
what kind of trailer she got?
Huh?
It's a travelogue.
I mean trailer.
She doesn't have any.
She don't.
She don't have a trailer. She got the truck and somebody else got the trailer, you see.
Oh.
She does the pulling.
Hard, but she needs a trailer. She needs have access to her.
She hadn't graduated yet, you know. She still got a lot to learn. She buys these little buses and pays a big price for them, and they break down on her. You see, they keep her stripped, you know.
I thought she was just about ready to graduate, and she was here before.
She didn't even have any property then.
Well, no, but I thought she was about ready to graduate from horse school.
Well, she, as far as riding, that's different, she is.
Yeah.
But this is managing. Trading.
Yeah, this
you know,
is managing.
There's a different side of it.
This seems to come a little slower than the other. They can concentrate on them horses, that's one thing. Then dealing with the horse people, that's what got me, you see.
If you want to see a fancy horse, you look at Barney out here. That's a fancy price, too.
He don't show it. He didn't show it to me to start with, but I got kind of used to looking at him now. And he's a right nice looking horse, too.
Oh, he's a jumper?
Mm-hmm. That's up in the $3,000 price.
Well, what's your other one like?
Just a little mare, just a little grade mare. Barney's a third grade. Yeah.
Teaching mare.
School horse.
School horse.
And that's what you all want, another school horse.
Yeah. Looking for me.
And I'm going to tell you, I've got one for somebody that might be heavy. Young student. I've got one that's for me just out of this world. Have a mind a little mayor of mine? She just out of this world. She ain't no person about it. She just.
Oh, yeah.
you couldn't separate them.
Oh, they would be united.
I'm gonna try to hold on to them. I don't want to separate them. I don't want to sell them. But I was thinking in terms of it. I bring them down here, I turn them loose, put them out. You try to lease them out. Now the biggest one, she's a little bit fiery sometimes, a little bit hard headed. But the other one, no problem. She just goes where you
go. Oh, really?
Yeah, she goes where you go. And she just walks.
Yeah.
And she's about, what, 3 years old?
No, she's 7 years old.
7.
Yeah,
6 years old. Oh, that's right. It's a small, the older one is a small one.
Yeah. And she just dolly. You walk up and catch her anywhere. Do anything you want to do. Pick a Sarah picking up her hind feet the other day. Now that's how gentle she is.
Yeah.
She just
I didn't know that.
She just
thought both of them were right peppery.
Oh, they're not peppery. No.
They were just nervous.
Nervous.
When I saw them.
Yeah, they wouldn't let us catch him.
So, well, them kids just go down and just does anything you want to do.
Well, that's nice.
That's an idea.
we may have to get behind her a little bit and have her pick up.
They just don't move too fast, do they? Oh, she's got an allergy.
I wish you had a chance just to be around her a lot. You'd see her a lot more than I see. You'd know what was going on. And if she'd made a little trip with you somewhere, you see, you could tell a whole lot. But I think she moved a lot better than she did, but she still did like that she hadn't. She did not finish school yet.
Well, she's got her whole mind on horses. That's more than most of them have.
Yeah, now that's right. You got to say that, you see. She didn't mean it. And she's got a mind on horses, and she knows horses pretty good.
And she's just like we were hoping that your children would do, stick with horses and stay out of mischief. And that's what you aim for. That's why you had the horses.
Well, that's one reason I've got to get Rowdy back. Because they're all cold set on rabbit.
Oh, they are?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get him. I may have to pay a price, but I'm going to get him.
It was Babe that was started.
Oh, she was fire.
Bad.
Yeah,
she was bossy.
Yeah, she was mean. How's the little Pinto mare doing?
Oh, she's got a right deep cough. So I was concerned about her.
You know, I have a feeling, Cookie, these, all these animals, you see, the allergies and then this warm days and cold nights, and they can take cold and stay with them. I have a feeling that you simply, we talked about this before, you need a couple of stalls to keep them up in for a while.
If they do get a cold, yeah.
Well, now...
then keep them out of a draft.
Bobby Anderson said the best thing when they get a little cough like, or something like that is not to ride them hard, but to walk them, keep them moving, to walk them, not get them too high, but move. And Barbara said the same thing.
Well, I agree with that.
She said, now you notice when you're moving that animal, she doesn't bother. Just notice that it doesn't bother them much. She's nice. She's game. Pass. She does what they ask her to do.
She should be.
Yeah, she looks pretty good.
She possibly should have some calm body to that. I imagine 3 shots would do it.
7 iron men?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I thought would give her. But she's gained, and she's spirited.
Well, I'll tell you now, I put my foot down. Unless they're going to start doxing her or doing something to her, they're not going to ride it. I told them that.
Well, we're going to give her that, those shots tomorrow.
Well, I got to go. Be midnight before I get to bed.
Well, we'd be thinking about you rolling on around up there toward your pappy's.
Oh, I'll roll in there tomorrow.
Because
I only got a thing to stop. I ain't got nothing to stop for.
301-601.
You
don't even have to stop
and
let that guy get out and walk around.
No, stretch his knees.
That's right. And if I
do stop, I can start when I get ready. I ain't got no deadline. I want to get back here by Thursday morning. That's all.
And they got a lot of good stops.
Yeah. Well, I'll see you all in when I get back.
Channel 2 over, around 1600. And the end of this visit with Cookie, this Sunday night, bedtime, the 10th of November 74. Sunday night, the 10th of November 74, Channel 2 over, around 1600. And the end of this visit with Cookie, this Sunday, bedtime, the 10th of November 74.
Come out.